The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
All those moments will be lost in time. Like tears in rain.
Coming to you from the Frustrated Incorporated compound overlooking the beautiful Arizona Bay, this is Inconclusive Breakdown. I'm your host, Justin, joined as always by Skeets the Wonder Dog and Vince.
What it is.
How's your week been, sir?
It wasn't too bad. It's been nice up here.
Yeah, weather's kind of broke. It's a little autumn-ish, let's say.
It's very weird. I didn't expect autumn to sneak up this fast, but
yeah.
I don't know. This year's gone fast for me.
I do feel sorry for the people affected by the hurricane and the wildfires and just the crazy stuff going on. But we've had nice weather, so we'll probably have a horrible winter. That's my guess.
Well, we are in a solar minimum, so...
Well, that and La Nina. So last time we had La Nina, I remember Indiana got 48 inches of snow in one swoop, so...
Yay.
So...
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Can't burn down shit in the snow, in the snow, in the snow.
If you go out and, well, never mind.
Yeah.
The snow will cover it up.
Coming up on this week's show, trying to get away from that really quick, Ruth Bader Ginsburg. We'll talk about her, Gina Carano, COVID lies busted, Van Morrison, Russiagate falls apart in court, and much more. Top 10 list this week, artists who are not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And of course, we will answer your listener questions. Should be an interesting list this week. Had to do a little bit of thinking and looking up, but...
Green Day's in it.
Yeah, that's all you kind of need to know is Green Day's in the Rock... Yeah.
I don't understand. The list I made were the ones that I really like, and my number one's not going to be, you know...
A shock.
Obvious to every... Yeah, I know. It's not going to be a shock to anyone.
Yeah.
But going through it, I'm thinking, why the fuck aren't any of these people in it?
Right. And look
fucking
at people
Green
that
Day's
are
in it.
Yeah. I'm like, well... Who did you suck to get in there?
So. Yeah.
But we will start with TV news as always. Vince, one of the most beloved sitcoms of the 70s, is making a comeback to TV thanks to Netflix. But it's going to look a little different this time. On Monday, Netflix announced it has ordered an animated reboot of Norman Lear's Good Times. It'll be animated. Dynamite. This take on Good Times will follow the Evans family in modern times as they navigate our current world and social issues. Straight to series order, first season, 10 episodes. So
all the kids got in college for free. They don't have to pay for it because they black.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jamal didn't do nothing.
JJ, you smell like Molotovs.
What's got is a rerun in that or is that the other one?
Not reruns in that, so.
Shit.
Yeah, Vince is looking forward to that.
I can't wait.
All right. Next thing we have here, The Mandalorian and Deadpool star Gina Carano has once again found herself butting heads with social justice warriors after the actress refused to list her personal pronouns in her Twitter bio. Last week, she liked a tweet on Twitter that allegedly mocked users who practice this method of self-identification, but... weirdly, nobody can now find the tweet that she liked. Liking the tweet resulted in a flood of tweets directed at her, accusing her of transphobia, criticizing the fact that she did not list her own pronouns in her bio.
Mental illness is a real thing, kids.
Yeah, basically everybody was, you're transphobic, you're not supporting the trans community, this, that.
It's right, you're gross, shut up.
Yeah, the amount of criticism directed towards Carano prompted TV and talk radio host Joe Pagliaruo to ask, "What is the woke world mad at you about?" on Twitter. She responded, "They're mad because I won't put pronouns in my bio to show my support for trans lives." Then said, "Months after harassing me in every way, led her to put three very controversial words in her bio. She has put now pronouns of beep, bop, and boop." Aside from being extremely attractive, she's very funny, and yeah, she don't.
You ain't never gonna get it.
No, never. But
I'd love to take a crack at that shit, but
at least she's standing up to him. Like, you know what? Fuck
yeah,
you.
Quit that's it.
Bullying me. I don't give a shit. Yeah.
Fuck you. What are you gonna do? Come at me.
Yeah, she could literally snap you. I mean, she is a former MMA world champ. So, I mean, I don't think, one of the Antifa shock troopers is really going to take a shot at Carano, but.
I want it.
Now that I'm thinking about this, you know, Dana White does have UFC Fight Island.
Yeah, make it happen. I want to see that shit.
I'll buy a UFC pay-per-view if it's Gina Carano versus one of these, 800-pound rampaging cows.
Why'd you hit her?
Yeah, I'm kind of liking that idea now.
Yeah, it's a guy. It pretends to be a guy, and it goes up there to beat the shit out of Gina Carano. She beats the shit. Hey, but you hit a girl. It's a girl. Why you did? Call the cops.
Yeah.
Defund the police.
Exactly.
Sorry.
All right. Weed sales are skyrocketing and socially distanced classrooms are in session as South Park will return on September 30th with a one-hour episode titled The Pandemic Special.
Oh, shit.
This will find Randy seizing on a growing pop market as he comes to terms with his role in the COVID-19 outbreak. Cartman, still in his pajamas from remote learning, is none too thrilled about returning to the, quote, slavery of the classroom, where teachers seem to have been replaced by cops. Huh, they must have moved it to Australia from Colorado. Nothing says Comedy Central resembles the normal that everyone once knew. So, I'm kind of interested to see how they, what their take on it is. So, that will be September 30th, 10 days from today.
It should be pretty good.
Yeah. Celebrity cheerleader and star of the Netflix series Cheer, Jerry Harris, has been arrested by the FBI and charged with producing child porn. According to federal court records, he admitted to agents that he solicited and received explicit messages on Snapchat from at least 10 to 15 individuals he knew were minors, had sex with a 15-year-old at a cheerleading competition in 2019, and paid a 17-year-old money in exchange for nude photos. He's been under investigation by the FBI for soliciting photos of sex for minors for a while. Hey, look at that. Next, Netflix again with the kid fuckers.
Wow.
Shocked, I tell you, shocked.
I can't believe it.
Yeah.
No, I can hear
the surprise in your voice there, boss. It's it's a thing, isn't it?
Yeah, but Cobra Kai's on there now, so.
Yep.
Sorry. Boy, I'd love to get rid of it. Just get rid of it.
Yep.
Cobra Kai.
Should have watched it on YouTube. All right. After tapping Kat Corio as director, Marvel Studios has announced they have their star for She-Hulk. The TV series will be on Disney+. Orphan Black star Tatiana Maslany, I believe is how you say her name. Yeah, she will be playing the role of Jennifer Walters. No word on if they're going to get another actress to do the actual She-Hulk part or if that's going to be CGI. So,
what's her name?
Tatiana Maslany. M-A-S-L-A-N-Y.
M-A-S-L.
A-N-Y. Yeah, she played like 8 roles in Orphan Black. I know that much.
I'm not awake yet.
Yeah.
I don't see it.
No, neither, but we'll see. Lastly, for TV news, I think we have hit peak reality game show TV shows now. We're getting a show called Space Hero. U.S.-based production outfit claims to be the first space media company, says it has secured a spot on a 2023 SpaceX mission to the International Space Station. Its plan? Turn it into a reality TV series and have contestants from all over the globe vie for the ticket into space. Contestants will have to go through a gauntlet of challenges to test their physical, mental, and emotional strength, qualities that are essential for an astronaut in space, according to Deadline had this, I believe. An episode towards the end of the series will allow voters from around the world to vote for the contestant they want to shoot into space, courtesy of a seat on board a SpaceX Dragon module. The show will then follow their journey to the International Space Station. The winner will spend 10 days on board the station alongside actual astronauts. All right, let's go to movie news this week. Despite rumors that Ant-Man 3 would feature MODOK as its lead villain, Deadline reported, and it has been confirmed, that Lovecraft Country star Jonathan Majors has joined the cast and will be playing Kang the Conqueror. So, Vince?
They were literal Kangs.
They got a black guy to play Kang. I can see it now. Ant-Man 3, I was Kang's.
Why?
I don't know. Because in the comic, he's white. But whatever. And for everybody's like, no, he's blue and purple. Yes. You have to do a whole retrack. Got to go back to Young Avengers, where he was Iron Lad, and he was white. Thank you very much.
But, thank you.
Thank you. Who knows?
Jeez. Guess who doesn't watch comic movies?
Yeah, I'm really getting there.
I don't. I know. What was it? The second Guardians movie?
Mm-hmm.
Or how many have they made?
Two.
Okay, yeah, the second one. That's it.
And then they found out James Gunn liked kids. And
yeah, that's the last one.
Now he's doing Suicide Squad. Yeah.
Last one I've watched. So out of any of them, and I didn't watch the Avengers movies.
Yeah.
I don't have any interest in watching them. I don't know.
They're so far from the actual source material. I don't care anymore.
I don't, honestly, man. There's nothing. You know what I've been watching? Old fucking westerns.
And Hunter.
Yeah, goddamn Hunter. And then after Hunter comes on, two episodes of Hunter, and then after that, two episodes of Magnum PI.
Oh. Fred Dreyer and then the mustache? Dude. Hell yeah. That's how you spend an afternoon, kid.
Fucking A.
All right.
I know.
We had the story about Ray Fisher's allegations against everybody on the Justice League set. Basically, for Joss Whedon, Geoff Johns, all that. Well, Jason Momoa has once again commented on these allegations. And basically put out, I believe it was Instagram or Twitter, said, "This shit has got to stop. It needs to be looked at." Oh, it was on Instagram. Ray Fisher and everyone else who experienced what happened under the watch of WB Pictures needs proper investigation. He also said that the announcement he is playing Frosty the Snowman in an upcoming feature was fake by Warner Brothers and was issued to distract people from Fisher's allegations. Momoa ain't taking no shit. And you don't piss off Islanders.
He just doesn't care.
He don't care.
Even before he had fuck you money.
Yeah, he didn't care. He
doesn't care.
So.
He'd be happy living on a beach somewhere.
Yeah.
For the rest of his life, not giving a fuck.
Yeah,
he'd be more than happy. I mean, he seems like a dude bro in real life, but the stuff I've read about him and seen about him, he seems pretty fucking real.
Yeah, he seems legit, so. All right. Vince, we got to talk about the Cuties thing again. And the actual director of Cuties, Maimouna Doucouré, the black woman, female director of Cuties, spoke at the Toronto International Film Festival.
Does she click in a French accent?
Probably. Oui, clac, clac. Yeah. She said, "I decided to make this film and sound an alarm." She was trying to defend the series, claiming it was done from a feminist perspective and designed to sound the alarm on how children are currently sexualized. She said she wanted to raise awareness about the problem in society, saying it's bold, it's feminist, it's so important and necessary to create debate and try to find solutions. For me as an artist, for politicians and parents, it's a real issue. You can bring up the issue without, you know, making child porn.
Yeah, make a documentary on all the kids that Trump has rescued.
Yeah. How about that? No, you made child porn and now you got caught and you and Netflix are trying to cover your ass. Yeah. Let's just call it what it is.
Yeah, I know. You showed it at Sundance and the fucking guy loved it and he got caught with it.
Right. Yeah, wonder why he loved it.
Yes, it's so feminist. Thank you for proving the point that feminism is a fucking cancer and they're all stupid.
Right.
Fuck.
Ding. All right. Madonna, yikes, has revealed she is working with Oscar winner Diablo Cody on a biopic about her life and career. She is going to direct and produce the untitled film for Universal. Movie. Universal's putting it out.
Well, what a narcissist. I'm going to make my own movie.
Yeah.
How I Sucked My Way to the Top, the Madonna story.
Well, if it bombs, which I'm guessing it will, you really ain't got nobody to blame but yourself on that one.
Dude, nobody wants to see how you suck dick to get to where you are.
Yeah. Speaking of Universal, Universal Pictures is teaming with, get ready, Vince, Nintendo. 2022.
We're going to make it that long?
Yeah, right. But anyway, animated Super Mario movie. Miyamoto, the creator of Mario, is collaborating with the project. Chris Melendarney, CEO and founder of Illumination Studios, they did the Minions movies, mm-hmm. is working alongside Miyamoto as co-producers. There you go.
I don't know how I feel about that.
It ain't Captain Lou. I don't care.
I want my fucking Popeye movie, and I want my fucking Goon movie.
Yep, that's right.
Fucking Mario can be put on the back burner.
Or do a Link live action and do it right. That's what you do. Game of Thrones style. Fuck yeah. Oof. Nothing but smashing pots and trying to hit chickens with a sword.
And rape.
We're not making it for Netflix.
Well, I mean, it was on HBO, for Christ's sakes. It was just Game of Dragon rape.
That's true.
And cutting dicks off. I don't know. People like that shit.
Yeah, a whole lot.
Why would
lot.
You watch this shit?
I don't know.
Whatever.
All right, let's go to comic book news this week. DC's new general manager, senior vice president, Daniel Cherry III, officially began his tenure at the company this week and put out basically a statement about how he wants to go forward, saying, "While always respecting the past, I think it's our responsibility to leverage the cultural power of DC and our characters to entertain and inspire an increasingly diverse global fan base. Comics have the unique power to create resonant imagery and narratives that can move the world towards a better, more inclusive version of itself."
Uh-oh, they went commie.
Oh, this is what you get when you...
Is that what I'm hearing? Is that they want commie? They're going to start catering to China now?
Boy, that's kind of what I'm hearing. And yeah. Speaking of DC, they've revealed a teaser for January and February. Future State. We're not sure what it is yet, but it will be just for January and February. It's kind of like a mini event. So this is seemingly separate from their Generations Shattered that is scheduled for December. They're doing kind of mini events instead of like Marvel that does like a year-long fucking thing. So they also announced Endless Winter and gave a look at the new villain who will be called the Frost King. And he will be fought by the Justice League Viking, comprised of previously revealed lineup of Hippolytia, Swamp Thing, Black Adam, and the semi-obscure DC character Viking Prince. Ron Mars, the Hulk writer, and Andy Lanning are doing this 9-part event. So, I don't know, it's got Swamp Thing in it, so I might take a look, but
They're fighting the Sausage King of Chicago, is that what you said?
Yes, the Frost King, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's kind of it for comic book news this week.
you're Abe Froman. Yes. The Sausage King of Chicago.
Yes.
Yes.
Life comes at you fast. 8 people got that joke. It's great. We wonder why we only have 20 listeners.
The downloads are going to tank. Oh, we're making obscure 80s movie references.
Yeah, you'd think we'd do better. All right. Your recommendations for books that came out this week. Transformers issue 23, Transformers Galaxy issue 10, Thor issue 7, X-Men issue 12, Captain America issue 23, in which you get a new Iron Patriot, Immortal Hulk 37, Injustice Year Zero number 6, and Justice League 53. So there you go, if you're still buying books. Wrestling news this week. I only have a couple things. I've kind of been busy. All Elite Wrestling has filed a trademark for the term Blood Brothers. I believe this is for when Cody comes back from shooting his TV show, the tag name for him and Dustin when they come back. So that's kind of my guess there. And lastly, the G1 has started in New Japan. I recommend everyone go out of your way to watch the first round match of Tomohiro Ishii versus Minoru Suzuki. Holy crap, they were beating the holy living hell out of each other. Murder Grandpa is my favorite, so yay Suzuki. That's it for wrestling, really, that I have this week. Vince, you got anything for video games?
Yeah, if you've been living under a rock, the PS5 pre-order sold out right when it was announced it was coming out for $4.99.
Really? Are they doing multiple, like, you get this one with this more memory for $100 more?
Or... I don't know. I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think that's how it's going to work. Yep, it's out. Pre-orders are out. Good luck getting one. The wifey said, we need to think about getting one. I said, not yet. Mm-hmm. This coming for me.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's hold off. Let's have a batch or two go out, and then they can do their updates and shit until we figure out if they're solid or not. Let's wait.
Yeah, you got to get the bugs out, because you know first gen's going to have
issues. Yeah, exactly. And I'm cool with just putting it off. So,
yeah.
Cyberpunk 2077 PC system requirements officially revealed. Minimum system requirements. You ready?
Oh, God.
64-bit Windows 7 or 64-bit Windows 10.
Okay.
This is the minimum. Bare bones. DirectX 12. Processor Intel Core i5 or AMD FX 8310. 8 gig of RAM. NVIDIA GeForce GTX 780 3 gig or the AMD Radeon RX 470. 70 gig of storage recommended.
Jesus Christ.
It's big. That is pretty big. But fucking GTA. Fuck. Red Dead Redemption 2 is 100.
Was it?
Yes. This is the recommended.
Yeah, this is, you said this is just bare bones.
Yeah, that's the minimum. That's what can run it, but it looks like shit. Recommended. You ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
64-bit Windows 10, DirectX 12, Intel Core i7, 4790, or the AMD Ryzen 3 3200G. That is kicking it.
Right.
Memory, 12 gig of RAM, which I got 16, so RAM's probably. Here's the graphics card. NVIDIA GeForce GTX 1060 with 6 gig. Or the AMD Radeon R9 Fury. So anything ahead of that is, you know, you're doing good.
Right.
So, yeah, there you go. That's
that's a whole lot of processing power.
That's, yeah. Yeah.
That's some stuff there. So
that's, yeah.
And that's,
I'd love to have it.
Oh, yeah.
It ain't going to happen.
No.
But I will buy it for the PlayStation when it comes out, because I've been waiting for that game forever. And they got the original guy who did the books to come out of hiding and actually contribute to it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, black guy, by the way. It's interesting that they haven't really hyped that up.
Yeah.
You know. Just white people game, so I didn't think right. that. Red Dead Online could be adding zombies for Halloween. Players discovered several zombie models in the game files, all linked to Army of Fear. Let's see. The models are labeled Army of Fear, but it isn't clear if they're being used for a new game mode or some larger temporary overhaul of Red Dead Online. The game has received continuous content updates that added things like missions, hunting events, and new gear, but this could be enough to get former players interested in the game. So,
They're trying to keep it going, I guess.
If you remember the Undead Nightmare from Red Dead Redemption.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was pretty fun. I like that one. The first Red Dead was pretty good.
Right.
I liked it a lot. That's about it. PS5's $499, and you gotta have a fucking supercomputer to run a cooled,
yeah. So have you played Cyberpunk? No, I haven't hit Powerball yet. So, type of thing. So.
Yeah, that's really yeah.
All right, we'll go to music news this week. The next big musician to be trying to be canceled, Ludwig von Beethoven.
Beethoven? What do you do?
To woke critics, Beethoven's music has taken a new dark meaning. To musicologist Nate Sloan and songwriter Charlie Harding, stars of the Switched on Pop podcast, which is produced with the New York Philharmonic and the Fifth Symphony. The New York Philharmonic. So it's an actual orchestra podcast. The Fifth Symphony is a stand-in for everything they don't like about classical music and Western culture. As far as they're concerned, it's time to cancel Beethoven. The pair blame his music for what they consider to be a stuffy, elitist classical culture that bolsters the rule of white males and suppresses the voices of women, blacks, and the LMNOP community. Yes.
But they work for the film.
They'll play his shit because that's how they get paid. But we don't like it because something.
At least, so they're not picking on Wagner anymore. Is that what you're saying?
Pretty much, yeah. They moved on from Wagner.
He's a Nazi. Oh, wait, there's Beethoven.
Yeah. Pretty just, what the heck? You bunch of fucking retards.
The height of our music capacity.
Yes.
But white people don't have a culture.
Oh, no.
No, that's...
No, not at all.
No, that's...
Wank.
Well, at least they're not picking on Wagner. Okay, that's all I'm saying. I've had 4 years of them saying he was a Nazi, so...
Right.
Whatever.
Yeah, pretty much. All right, and now we get to good old Van Morrison.
It's a wonderful night for a Guinness.
Yeah, has claimed that the UK government is using COVID-19 restrictions to enslave the population, and three new anti-lockdown protest songs he released this week that, oddly, we can't find, because it would have been Song of the Week.
If I can find shit, yeah. I can't find shit.
Right. The Northern Ireland musician has accused the government of taking our freedom and claims that scientists are making up crooked facts as a means of controlling the public. He makes these claims in three songs he recorded recently in Belfast and in England, one of which bears the title No More Lockdown. BBC reported that the song lyrics include No More Lockdown, No More Government Overreach, No More Fascist Bullies Disturbing Our Peace. The health minister of Northern Ireland came out and said that these songs are, quote, dangerous.
Jesus fuck, man.
That's where we're at now, kids.
Northern Ireland.
Yeah.
They're saying the song. A song
is dangerous. A song is dangerous. Ooh. Not even with all thy saints surrounded. Well, you know.
You know where I'm just going.
Yeah, I ain't going any farther than that, but a couple people might pick up on that one.
I got my rope.
Why do you need rope? Yeah.
I told you we needed a fucking rope.
That's where we're at now. We're a song, a protest song is dangerous.
Right, to talk
government.
About freeing yourself from the tyrannical overreach of the government. But
to have freedom. Yeah.
But that WAP song apparently is still on the charts.
I've heard people talking about it. I have not heard it. I don't want to hear it.
I'm right there with you. That is the pinnacle of our culture.
Right.
That's what they want, but they want to get rid of Beethoven.
Yeah, and the songs that, people should be free is, dangerous to the government.
Wow.
That should just, everybody should be like, you know what?
That speaks volumes if you're really paying attention. That really does,
yes. So, all right, that's it for music news this week. Time for Song of the Week and plug in our friends. And when we come back, we'll be timed for artists, our top 10 artists, not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Smartest man not in professional wrestling, and I am the host of Handsome Dan's Final Say, the show that is guaranteed to raise your wrestling IQ. We premiere new episodes on Tuesdays on WLWstudios.com, as well as the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and TuneIn Radio. When will the next episode debut? Stay tuned to my Twitter feed at Dan's Final Say or the Facebook page, facebook.com/Dan's Final Say, to make sure that you don't miss a single episode. Raise your wrestling IQ.
Hey, this is Mike from the Midnight Jury. When you are done with this show, join my co-hosts Adam, Cal, Sydney, and I every Friday as we travel back to the last old school generation of the 80s and 90s to review the best and worst in pop culture, horror, and occasionally pro wrestling on WLWstudios.com or the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, or Player FM. Go back in time when it was all about VHS, arcades, and hanging out at the mall. And remember that every second Saturday of the month, we go live at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Rant EM Radio, which includes taking your calls. Once again, that's The Midnight Jury on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, Player FM, and our home, WLWstudios.com. We'll see you there.
Horns up! This is Rock from Radioactive Metal. Join Snowy, Kareem, Aaron, and myself right here on the Shining Wizards Network every Friday for your weekly metal fix. We talk to all your favorite artists, cover all the latest metal news, cover all the latest releases, and feature brand new unsigned bands. So sit back, grab a beer, download the latest episode, and always remember, it's not metal unless it's radioactive metal.
Your recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting from the current to the way back. Join the Impact player Phil Rea and the Portuguese man of war Choppy for the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. Live every week on RantEMRadio.com. Get all our episodes over at iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Audio Boom, Google Play, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com, and TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com.
For over 8 years and 450 episodes, The Shining Wizards has brought the wrestling fans the greatest guests, the most insightful discussions, and lots of laughs in talking about the world of professional wrestling. The show airs live every Monday night at 7 p.m. East on RantEMRadio.com and Rant Entertainment Media on the TuneIn app, and of course is available on all podcast platforms. To check us out, go over to ShiningWizards.com and get ready to join us for some wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
And we are back. Time for our top 10 list this week. Artists not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Boy, there's a bunch to pick from that's been snubbed.
Yeah, no shit.
All right. Vince, you're number 10.
Pat Benatar.
Higher on the list.
Why?
Why I don't know.
Is she put in here? Every question, everybody on the band or everyone on the list is like, why?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't understand.
Yep. All right. My number 10. You wouldn't have electronic music if at first you didn't have Kraftwerk.
Higher on the list.
Yeah, they should have been in a long time ago.
Yeah, I don't know where I don't know. At this point, I don't think any of them care.
Right.
I mean, they're just like, yeah, whatever. We know, yeah. We know we were the pioneers. We know we were first. We knew we were this. So
yeah.
Why?
All right, number 9, sir.
Judas Priest.
Ooh, higher on the list. That's funny. We may have just have the same list, just different order.
Oh, that'd be funny.
My number 9. Why isn't Joe Cocker in the Hall of Fame?
Yeah, that's weird.
You kind of figure he would be. But nope, he is not.
Don't know.
I don't know either. All right, number 8.
Brian Eno.
That's a good one.
Super producer, you know.
Yeah.
Just, yeah, I don't know. That's I don't know why.
That's a weird snub, yeah. My number 8, The Pixies. Why ain't Frank Black in there?
I don't know, dude.
That's another one. Number 7.
You like surf guitar? You like surf music from the 60s?
Well, that narrows it down to one man.
No, you can think Jan and Dean.
Mm-hmm. No, you went Jan and Dean.
Jan and Dean. They were the first. They were, well, not necessarily surf guitar, but surf music. The Beach Boys.
Right.
Pretty much got their shit from Jan and Dean.
Yeah, you said surf guitar, and my brain immediately went Dick Dale.
Yeah.
He's also not in there. Yeah.
I know.
That's another one.
Jan and Dean.
Good pick.
I don't know why they're not there.
It's another one. 7 is where I got Pat Benatar. Yeah. There's no reason she should not be in there.
No.
All right, number 6.
We are not men. We are Devo.
We are Devo. Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I think because Mark Mothersbaugh ended up doing the Rugrats theme, and that's why.
Oh, is that is that what killed their career?
That's my guess. That's what killed Devo's career, yeah. So for six, Vince had Devo. My number six is completely not Devo. Why is it Megadeth in the Hall of Fame? One of the original Big Four. Come on now. Is it because Dave Mustaine's a Republican? Is that it?
Oh, he's just a better guitarist than everybody else.
Well, yeah, that too.
Even with his wonky hand.
Yeah. All right, number five.
Iron Maiden.
Higher on the list.
Why?
We play them every Thanksgiving. It's a tradition.
I can't wait.
My number five, which I know is higher on Vince's list, a little band called Soundgarden.
They might be higher on the list.
Yeah, they might be your spot on your list where Iron Maiden is on mine. So, that's weird.
Yeah, same number ones as number five. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, number four.
Kraftwerk.
Kraftwerk. This is where I got Judas Priest.
It's weird.
It doesn't make sense. All right, number three.
Warren Zevon.
Mm. Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know. My number three is in with a duo, but not a solo, and that is a crime. Tina Turner. She is in with Ike, but she's not in solo.
Yeah, that's it. Ozzy's the same way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I think Tina's career was better after she went
solo. Oh, yeah, after she quit getting beat up by Ike? Of course.
Yeah, I don't know why she's the...
Private Dancer. There you go. All
just give her the way. Goddamn award. Just fucking have her on stage. Just give it to her.
Bring her back from Switzerland or wherever she lives now.
Not fucking here. And she's probably all right with it, though. I would imagine everybody on the list is like, yeah, fuck it. We don't give a fuck. So
yeah, pretty much. All right. Number two.
A little band out of Detroit called the MC5.
Ooh.
Kick out the jams, motherfucker.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Why aren't they on? I don't know.
I don't know. I question why my number two, little band out of England. Perhaps you've heard of Motorhead? I know.
MC5's heavy as fuck. When you listen to their shit, listen to Kick Out the Jams, that shit was done in the 60s.
Yeah.
They were so way ahead.
Before their time.
Yeah.
Yep. All right, what's your number one?
a Seattle band called Soundgarden.
Yeah, that's
the first.
Yeah, I don't know.
They were the first to get big in Seattle. They were on the Deep Six album. It was, you know, them and not Mudhoney, Green River, and the U-Men, and you know,
yeah,
they were one of the first ones and. I don't know, whatever.
Yeah. I think everybody figured out my number one is Iron Maiden. He's literally an airline pilot. You ain't got nobody else in that damn Hall of Fame that's an airline pilot.
He literally probably doesn't give a shit.
Yeah, he's...
None of them give a fuck. They're like, yeah, whatever, keep your fucking award.
Yeah. All right, let's get the listener picks. Jay Baca came in. Thin Lizzy. That's a good one.
Damn it.
Motorhead, Judas Priest, and Iron Maiden. Handsome Dan came in with Ozzy, solo. Pat Benatar, George Michael, Iron Maiden, Soundgarden, Weird Al.
Yeah.
Duran.
He just needs it. Just give it to him.
Yeah. Mariah Carey, Whitney.
Whitney went in last year.
Did Whitney go in last year?
Yes.
Okay.
Because everybody last year was like, yeah, finally, it's not, you know.
Yeah, crack is whack. Not crack is whack era Whitney, you know.
No, 80s. I want to dance with you. Yeah, yeah. I want to dance with somebody, Whitney. God, she was hot.
Yeah. Damn you, Bobby Brown.
Chris, jerk.
Chris finishes us off here. He says, since the Notorious B.I.G. got in recently, I'll use that as the standard of what counts as rock and roll. Get ready for this. Number 10. Gallagher. Bob Uecker's baseball commentary.
Sure.
Rip Taylor throwing confetti.
Oh, give it to him.
Bozo the Clown. Hey, don't go knocking Bozo. I watch grand prize game going run up. My neighbors arguing. Milk. Bread. Potato chips.
Mm-hmm.
Check the mail.
Mm-hmm.
Mail the rent check. With honorable diet mentions here for Diet Coke, French onion dip, and check the oil in the car.
Yeah. So, you are absolutely.
You are correct, sir.
You couldn't be more right.
Yeah.
Damn.
All right. He did send in. We'll go to FMKs. These came in from Chris. First one here, Vince. Cheryl Ladd. Cheryl Teagues. Cheryl Hines. I'm killing Cheryl Hines.
Yeah, I'm right there with you.
I'm banging Cheryl Teagues and I'm marrying Cheryl Ladd.
Okay, yeah, that's how I see it.
Yeah. All right, is next one here? Katie Sackhoff, Dirk Benedict, or the Starbucks Mermaid? This is the Starbucks portion of the show.
You know what? I'm going to marry Dirk Benedict.
He's the face man.
I love Dirk Benedict.
You kill Give Starbucks.
That guy more work. Why is that guy not working?
That's a good question. You kill the Starbucks Mermaid and you bang Katie Sackhoff.
Yeah, that's how else you.
Yay, Katie Sackhoff.
How else are you supposed? What else is on that?
I don't know.
How else are you supposed to deal with that?
I don't know.
That's it. That's the right. Those are the right answers.
Those are the right answers. Yeah. The next one here, he says, is Vince's Dilemma Part 9 or 13 or something.
Damn it.
Fivehead, which for those of you new to the show is Sasha Banks.
Don't make fun of her.
A Rastafarian street prophet with dirt cake dreads.
Hmm.
Or Pam Grier's transgender, quote, daughter who looks kind of like her but has a larger penis than you.
That's got to go.
Yeah.
I'm going to marry the street prophet, of course.
Yeah.
And I'm going to knock the bottom out of Sasha Banks.
Yeah, I guess that's right.
I don't know why I get so much shit for that.
I don't know.
She's so hot.
A lot of people agree with you. Yeah.
I'm the racist.
Yeah, you're the racist. Yeah. Vince's Dilemma More to Love Edition.
Hmm.
Stacy the Gap Abrams. Wow. Donna Brazil.
Oof, come on. Come on.
Or Nell Carter. Oh, you marry Nell Carter.
Oh,
right
I'm
away,
totally yeah. marrying Nell Carter. Hell yeah. Hold on. Was it Stacey Abrams?
Yeah. She's
oh,
the big.
Holy God.
Yeah, Democrat.
Which was the other one? Donna.
Donna Brazil. Brazille.
No, I take it back. I'm going to marry Donna Brazil.
Really?
Yeah, I'm going to knock the bottom out of Nell Carter for real. I bet she'd be a lot of fun.
I think I'd marry Donna Brazil just because she already thinks that the Clintons are out to get her.
Well, they
and
are.
I imagine she has a good life insurance policy.
Sure. Yes. Well, see.
Yeah. I agree. I think.
And Nell Carter.
Yeah. I think you got to kill Stacey Abrams. He had a follow-up question. If Abrams was an F or an M, would you get freaky with the gap in her teeth? So ain't got to worry about that because she did.
Bye.
You got Ginsburg'd.
Ooh.
Which means you died in January. They just weakened the Bernie's gin until October.
I'm pretty sure that's exactly what happened.
I would not doubt it. All right. That 70s FMK events, Donna, Jackie, or Midge?
Midge was
Donna's mom.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because that's what's her name. God damn it. What is her name in real life? She was in Beastmaster and Sheena, Queen of the Jungle or whatever. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. I can't think of her name.
Hold on. Google.
Hold on, Google.
Hold on. Tanya Roberts.
Yes.
Yeah, Tanya Roberts.
I'm
going to fuck Tanya Roberts.
Okay.
Just for posterity. She's still hot.
Yeah.
Who was the other two?
Donna and Jackie.
Oh, Jackie's got to go, and I'll marry Donna.
Yeah, I think I'll go with that.
Yeah, that's how I... Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right. Is next one here, Mommy Issues, June Lockhart, Florence Henderson, Marion Ross.
From what time period?
That he doesn't specify.
Oh, man. Oh, fuck. Oh, man. Okay, June Lockhart's got to go. And not because I don't like her. It's because she's a sweetheart.
I think Florence Henderson could get freaky.
I think she could, too.
Yeah, I'm kind of... That's the F.
But I'd like to smash fucking Marion Ross, though, too. Back in the day, she was hot.
Yeah.
Back in the day, they were all fucking hot.
Exactly.
Oh, it's so hard, man. Yeah, I think that's how I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Where are you at? Okay, his last one here. It's the Bag of Hammers edition, ladies and gentlemen. Christy, quote, football players should have lights on their helmets so you know who has the ball. Brinkley. Jessica, I know this is tuna, but it's chicken right. Simpson. Or Paris. Walmart. Do they, like, make walls there? Hilton.
I want to marry Paris.
She's got the money, and you... Ooh, Christy Brinkley or Jessica Simpson. Christy Brinkley gives you the National Lampoon's Vacation fantasy.
Christy Brinkley.
Yeah. I agree. Yep, that's the answer.
Yeah, that's not... How do you... How?
I don't know. All right, let's get to listener questions. Roboto would like to know, do you or anybody you know get absolutely anal and competitive when it comes to playing cards or board games?
Depends on what the game is.
If it's Monopoly has ruined more families than... But I personally don't, and I've only seen a couple people just get super anal about things like that. So.
Like euchre.
Yeah.
Fuck euchre. That's one that
people get a lot of.
Fuck euchre.
Not
Hoosier. A Hoosier. Yeah. Saying fuck euchre.
Yep.
That's... Mm-hmm. It's the devil.
It's the devil. Mama said it's the devil.
Mama said.
No, you're wrong, Colonel Sanders. Yeah. All right. Next question here comes from Elizabeth. My job gives incentives. Boy, I can't talk. Like stock and 401k, which I had because my dad made me get it. During your time at Walmart, did they offer stuff like that? Yeah, we had stock purchase program.
I got free stocks. In fact, I need to look into finding those so I can sell them.
Yeah. Like they took out X amount of your paycheck. It was a small amount of your paycheck every week, and it went towards buying a share of stock. Yeah, that's paid off for me because, good Lord, when I left, I had... But granted, I also bought extra shares.
Right.
I think I ended up with like 20 shares, something silly like that. I got a good amount for them. So I know the stock price at Walmart's worth more now than when I cashed out years ago, but yeah.
Did you see Walmart to raise wages, paying staff up to $30 per hour?
What?
Augusta, Georgia. If you're one of the millions of workers affected by the pandemic and you're looking for a job, you might want to consider Walmart. The company says 165,000 hourly workers will be receiving a pay raise in order to motivate and empower employees to assist customers better. Next month, hourly team members will start between $18 and $21 per hour.
Holy Christ. Get ready for a lot of layoffs.
And pay could even go up to $30 per hour at select super centers. Yeah, and those are the select super centers are probably the inner city ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you get hazard pay when you go to those stores.
Exactly, yeah. They think we're kidding on that. Next question here comes from Chris. I am composing a fan letter / marriage proposal to Katie Sackhoff.
Good luck.
Which sounds best to you as a PS? You can sack me Hoff anytime, you can Hoff my sack anytime, or bitch, get your ass over here.
I like that one. It's straight to the point.
I love you, Chris, but that ain't gonna work.
But yeah.
Give it a shot. Take a shot, buddy.
It's not gonna work, but
His next question here, now that every celebrity on social media is threatening war if the Republicans obey the Constitution and replace the racial eugenist who recently passed, how many hours did you laugh yourself into a hernia at the Soy Flakes talking tough? I saw it once, like one of the CNN host that got fired for eating human brains or some shit. He goes, over my dead body. I'm like,
okay. That could be arranged.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, boss, it's however you want it to go. But
yeah, that's
yeah, it's a lot of people talking shit that a lot. It's easy to talk shit, but when you actually know what it's gonna be, it ain't good.
Yeah, we told you this, you know, a bunch. Nobody wants what's gonna happen.
Yeah.
Nobody wants that.
We just want you to be ready for when it does.
Yeah, because it's going to. Because these people are nuts.
Yeah.
They are fucking crazy.
And we have a lot of that coming up. But before we get to that, we have our last listener question. And it does come from Chris, and it is directed towards you, sir.
God damn it. What'd I do?
So you've said and now proven, because I posted the picture in our Facebook group, that Vince indeed does carry a photo of Michael McDonald in his wallet.
Did you really, fucker?
You told me to, Dick.
Oh, that's right. I fucking slept since then.
I think he owes us an explanation of why. And it cannot be the because it's Michael McDonald answer.
There was a guy I used to work with at Walmart. He was an assistant manager. And somehow, Jimmy, of course.
Yeah.
I forget the conversation, but he called me back to the office and said, hey, I got something for you. Come back here. And he cut out a picture of Michael McDonald, and it was out of a Parade magazine. Out of the,
one of the 800 newspapers we'd have in the back on Sundays. Yeah.
He said, dude, it's Michael McDonald. Put that in your wallet. I was like, dude, I'm going to carry this with me all the time.
And
I've had that picture in my wallet for years.
I mean, that's got to be coming up on 20 years. No, probably about 15.
Oh, yeah. Every bit of it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, dude. I've had that picture in my wallet for 15 years. I've had that picture in my wallet longer than I've had pictures of my kids in my wallet. Told you, Michael McDonald, man.
That's all.
We kicked ourselves. I kicked myself. Not having Michael McDonald on my list last week.
Yep. I know it. All right. Let's get to Did You See the Stories this week before we turn this completely into the Michael McDonald cast. So. I don't know if anybody has heard, but Ruth Bader Ginsburg passed away this week at the age of 87. They say it was from complications from metastatic pancreatic cancer. So... Chuck Schumer, old Chucky boy. You know him as Amy Schumer's uncle.
Are you going with the story that I? Okay, so just keep going, and then I've got commentary.
Okay, perfect. Chuck Schumer said late on Friday that Ginsburg's vacancy should not be filled until, quote, we have a new president. The American people should have a voice in the selection of their next Supreme Court justice, Schumer tweeted out Friday. Therefore, this vacancy should not be fulfilled until we have a new president. So I guess my question is, Trump wins another term. Does that mean we just hold the seat until a Democrat wins? Since he says a new president, right? Or is the fix already in on the election? The wording means a lot. People kind of glaze over it, but words actually mean a lot.
Or, you know what the other thing is that they're so preoccupied with getting Trump and sticking it to him. It wasn't condolences go out to the family of Ruth. She was a wonderful person.
Right.
None of that. It was all straight to the TDS, man.
Yeah, we got to get him.
That's telling.
It really is. And it's worrisome.
That is very... We've lost our humanity.
Yeah,
I mean, that's just like Chadwick Boseman a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we didn't make a joke, and I didn't plan on it. Look, nobody wants that. Nobody.
No.
I know people who died of cancer.
Yes.
Nobody. Come on.
It's
awful. At least for a minute, act like you're human and say, look, we're sorry for the family. She was a wonderful person.
Exactly.
Blah, 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 blah.
Yep.
And they went right to the goddamn politics, didn't they?
Yeah. Didn't wait a second.
Fuck, man. What the fuck is the matter with you people?
And I'd just like to throw this out there in case anyone disagrees with us politically and thinks that, we need to wait until whoever gets in after the election, the court must be at full complement should an election dispute, such as we have already had in the past with Bush v. Gore, occur. Because a 5-5, you know, Supreme Court, how's that ruling going to affect an election result that you know is going to happen? You know the election results are going to end up to the Supreme Court anyway. So, and Trump is actually president until January 20th, even if he would somehow lose the election. 9, 10, 11, 12. That's 4 months. You have to have a nominee go in. It's just how it is. And the American people don't get to vote on a Supreme Court justice. Apparently Schumer needs to figure that one out or have a say in it. It's up to the president who he nominates. And he's already said he's going to put a woman in. So all the people they were going to pay to be, you know, say the nominee raped them like they did Kavanaugh, that came out to be fake.
What bothers me is the Democrats, like that lady in the car screaming.
Oh, God, I saw
did
that.
You see that? You could have waited until next year. Bitch, you have lost your goddamn mind.
Yeah, she needs a psych ward instantly.
Yeah, holy fuck. What the fuck is the matter with you guys?
Right.
The left has made it so bad and made people so scared that's what it is. It's a fear. It's a reaction to fear.
Yeah.
Holy fuck.
Even the New York Post put out a poll this morning that said the majority of Americans want the Senate and the president to move on and put somebody on the Supreme Court. That's the New York Post. That's a left-leaning thing, and even their poll's saying, yeah, fill the spot. We know she's been dead since January. Fill the spot, you know. So we'll see what happens, because it's just going to get worse, folks. Speaking of worse, let's go to Pennsylvania. A lawsuit brought against the governor and the secretary of health by four counties and some other government officials. The judge sided with the plaintiffs. The judge wrote in his ruling that the Wolf administration's pandemic policies have been overreaching, arbitrary, and violated citizens' constitutional rights. The governor's efforts to slow the spread of coronavirus were undertaken with the good intention of addressing a public health emergency, but even in an emergency, the authority of government is not unfettered. The ruling found that the governor's orders violated, quote, numerous clauses of the Constitution.
That's a precedent setter right there.
Yes, it is. All right, next story here. Delaware State Police on Monday told, this was from The Blaze, that during a Republican political rally Sunday outside the Crossroads restaurant in Wilmington, three males between the ages of 20 and 25 drove by and threw eggs at the crowd.
Oh, I saw this.
Three adults were struck, as well as three children. No arrests have been made amid an active investigation. Really? You're going to hit the kids?
Why? It's okay. They think it's okay to kill them, so what's it matter?
Yeah, you're exactly right. Minneapolis. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Little Mogadishu.
Little Mogadishu here has now enacted a George Floyd autonomous zone.
And what the fuck does that mean?
It is blocked off by barricades and checkpoints. A business owner within the zone was violently beaten unconscious, according to reports, by a man who demanded money. Responding police and ambulances were stopped by, quote, aggressive protesters.
Sure.
Burn it down.
And then I saw the one of the ladies who do something, one of the women in charge, of course. That seems to be the MO is some chick in charge. She said, well, we don't know why there's so much crime now.
Well, I saw the town council of Minneapolis was like, why are the police not responding to the crime? Why is the crime up? I'm like, you fuck nuts. You defunded the police.
And that, yeah, all the,
you better start sending social workers.
Look, honestly, black people don't want equality. They want a free pass to commit crime. And that's what the media wants to. And it's happening. You can call me names. You can call me what you want. It's what's going on. It's complete lawlessness. And they got it. And you fell for it. You got called a racist and felt bad. Oh my God, I'm not a racist. Well, defund the police. Okay.
Oh, now crime's up, murder's up, rapes are up, robberies are up.
Sure.
Nobody's safe.
Right. And if the white guy just, you know, decided to defend himself,
he gets arrested.
Right.
We have that story coming up too.
Yeah.
Next story here, a package addressed to the president has been intercepted by law enforcement and contained ricin.
Nice.
Two law enforcement officials said that the test confirmed the presence of the poison. The mail addressed to the White House is stored in the screened off site. FBI and Secret Service are investigating the matter and are trying to determine if other packages were sent through the postal system. An official has said that investigators believe the package came from Canada. But that's not saying a Canadian did it. That's saying somebody could have drove from the tunnel from Detroit to wherever that leads Windsor, to in Canada. Yeah, Windsor, and mailed it. Or they could have went from Washington State up to Vancouver and mailed it. You know, it's not saying it's a Canadian tried to do it, but let's see. All right. A Facebook post calling on Johnson Countyans to arm themselves and prepare for conflict with the left this election season has sparked a backlash online, with some commenters concerned County Commissioner Mike Brown is calling for a new civil war. In the message posted to his personal Facebook page, Brown writes about the drums of war he says he hears in social unrest that followed the police killing of George Floyd. Well, the police killing is not really right. He died of fentanyl overdose, according to the autopsy. In a litany of thumps meant to evoke drums, Brown lists street violence, violence against police, looting, and vandalism as signals of a coming war. Then calls on his followers not only to vote this November, but to buy a firearm and ammunition and take a class now on how to and to learn how to safely use and defend yourself and your property. Know what's happening around you at all times. This is not a joke or hyperbole. It's a real fight for control of America and control of you. Here's another thing that isn't a joke or hyperbole. I'd rather fight and die than live in their dictated world.
Mm-hmm.
It ends with the message, and right now I've got my own war drum, and I'm waiting for the other side to give me a reason to pound on it. And I will say when. The post has raised concerns, including from the mayor of Kansas City, Missouri, who called it reckless and racist. Nowhere in the post does it say anything about race.
Oh, that's their dog whistle, man. That's.
But he's white, so it's got to be racist.
Sure. He's not wrong.
He's not wrong. We've been saying it for 4 years.
Yeah, it's
actually longer than that.
Hopefully he listens to the show.
Yeah.
He probably doesn't. But
Not many do.
Yeah, I don't get it, man.
Nothing, is racist nothing about or reckless.
It says you can.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. There's good people.
That's what we've been saying the whole good time. I don't care about your politics. Good people are good people. I want everybody safe. So.
Right.
Well, Kamala Harris apparently jumped the gun this week. Ugandan giant and vice presidential candidate got a bit ahead of herself when she referred to the, quote, Harris administration when discussing economic plans during a virtual roundtable. She, once somebody kind of shot her a side eye, she went, a Harris administration together with Joe Biden as president. The next day, Joe Biden was giving a kind of virtual Q&A thing and made the exact same mistake, calling it a Harris administration. Paging Dr. Freud.
I'm telling you, dude.
Yeah.
We are fucked if they get elected.
Exactly. Like there isn't.
There's
already
gonna be a tax on white guys.
This next story, I believe this was sent in by Tim. A drug company says that adding an anti-inflammatory medicine to a drug already widely used for hospitalized corona patients shortens their recovery time. Eli Lilly announced the results Monday from a study sponsored by the U.S. National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. The results have not yet been published or reviewed, but the government did confirm that the statement was accurate. The medicine is barcinitabin, a pill that Lilly already sells as Olimant to treat rheumatoid arthritis. Shortens recovery time.
Of course it does.
Yeah.
And mouthwash kills it, and, you know, ivermectin and a litany of every other fucking drugs. So it's not like
Corona. We got the meds. What do you keep, David?
I don't know. They got the cure, man.
Yep. But they still want you to wear your mask.
That's it. And then I knew a guy, and I don't know whether I said this last week or not. He had it. Went to the VA. They said, "Yep, you got it. Just go home. Yeah. Drink some water. Get plenty of rest." That's it?
Yeah.
Speaking
of the masks, though. The CDC came out this week and warned people that the masks you're wearing, because they tell you to you know, stop the spread of the corona, they don't offer protection from wildfire smoke. They said cloth masks that are used to slow the spread of COVID by blocking respiratory droplets offer little protection against wildfire smoke. They do not catch small harmful particles in smoke that can harm your health. Now, here's the rub on this, folks. The CDC said they do nothing to protect you from wildfire smokes because they do not catch small particles, right? Smoke particles are way larger than corona particles. So there's the CDC telling you masks don't work.
Dude, come on.
Period. They admitted it. There it is.
I'm tired of arguing about it. Everyone knows it's bullshit.
Wear your muzzle. Government wants you to wear your muzzle. That's what it is. Yeah, the masks don't work.
And everybody, I see people driving with them up here.
Yes, I see that too. And I'm like, you're in your car alone. Why do you have your mask on?
Yeah, what the fuck are you doing?
Why do they give Riri's driver's licenses? You know,
I don't wear mine at all. I don't give a fuck.
No, I don't wear them. I know some people do, and some people are stringent about it. You know what?
And you know what? If you want to wear it, I don't care, but I don't need a fucking government mandate telling me to do it.
Right. Yeah.
Because it's bullshit.
If you're wearing your mask and you're protected, why should I have to wear one? If the masks work. Right?
Yeah, no shit.
No? Oh, okay. Oh, speaking of the corona here, we had a story down here that broke. Bars and restaurants in Nashville have been open with limited capacity and are forced to close down for 2 months from March to May amid the corona pandemic. But a new report here out of Nashville has found that a low number of cases actually emerged from bars and restaurants. Leaked emails between the Nashville mayor's office and the health department revealed officials lied about the COVID numbers to justify the shutdown regulations. Astonishingly, the emails even showed discussions between the two parties about how to keep the information hidden from the public. On June 30th, contact tracing was given a small view of coronavirus clusters. Nursing homes were found to be the leading cause of more than 1,000 cases traced to each category, but bars and restaurants reported just 22. Shortly after this was published, the mayor of Nashville removed some restrictions on bars, allowing them to go back to 50%. Plus, he said Metro schools you can start holding your football games next week. Look over here. Don't look at the fact I lied and got how many people lost their jobs, how many people committed suicide for financial, you know, hardships. Yeah, every business in Nashville should sue the fucking government, period. And that goes for nationwide. And the mayor of Nashville actually asked the state of Tennessee for financial assistance due to the corona shutdown. They wanted like $85, $90 million. The governor of Tennessee said, no, open Nashville back up. So there you go. That's the difference between a Democratic mayor and a Republican governor. All right. A bail fund promoted by Kamala Harris helped a man accused of sexually assaulting an 8-year-old girl he got out of jail in July because this fund let him out. The Minnesota Freedom Fund also helped post bail for a man accused of assaulting an elderly woman as he burglarized her home. The fund has also helped bail out a man who was robbed and stomped on a victim's head in Minneapolis the same day of the George Floyd incident. Harris has urged her followers to contribute to the fund in a few tweets, which have linked to a fundraising page that contains her picture. Harris's fundraising page to this day continues to actively accept donations for that fund.
Wow. She's a real piece of shit.
Pretty much, yeah. Speaking of, just keeps the Kamala train going here. Actually, two pieces of shit. Let's call this a full bowl. Kamala joined the governor of California, Gavin Newsom, to create a photo op to push their climate change agenda. Photo was taken on the property of an Aubrey, California family that was a victim of the wildfires. The homeowner's grown children said they have not been allowed to visit the home since it was under an evacuation order, and added that Harris and Newsom had not gotten permission to be on their property when they took the photos. The homeowner's son wrote on Facebook saying, "For the friends of mine that don't recognize the fireplace in the background, that is what's left of my parents' house. What has me really frustrated right now is the fact that these two politicians use my parents' loss for a photo opportunity to push their political agenda. Political party wouldn't have made a difference in this moment. Decent human beings that have character and class wouldn't air someone else's misfortune on national TV. Think about this when you go to the polls in a few weeks to vote. Look at the picture closely. Imagine it's what's left of your hard work, hopes, dreams, place of sanctuary. Do you want this kind of leadership using you and your loss for political gain? For the record, my parents haven't even been let back in yet themselves to sort through what's left of their lives, but these two felt the need to go trouncing around my parents' property without permission. I guess those property taxes my parents pay allow the politicians to do this. Private property does not exist in California anymore." Wow.
I got nothing, man.
No, that sums it all up.
That's about it.
All right, moving on. Dr. Jill Biden, wife of Grandpa Sniffy, has claimed that voting will make, quote, "this pandemic go away." Not only is this obviously a false claim, but Twitter censors have allowed this to stand thus far unchallenged.
Of course. Why
at the same time, they have flagged Trump retweeting memes. But the wife of Grandpa Sniffy, who's a doctor, saying that, yeah, you vote, it's going to get rid of the pandemic. Huh?
Fucking cures out there that nobody wants to talk about. They ban them.
But yeah, Twitter's going to allow that just because the...
God damn, man.
Yeah, because they're not biased at all and not hiding. Yeah. All right. A Marshall University professor has been suspended after hosting a virtual lecture where she tells her students that she hopes Trump supporters contract COVID and die. "I've become the type of person where I hope they'll get it and die," she stated. "I'm sorry, but that's just so frustrating. Just, I don't know what else to do. You can't argue with them. You can't talk sense with them. I said to someone yesterday, I hope they all die before the election." Jennifer Mosher, the professor in question, works in the biology department and says that it's in reference to recent campaign rallies held by the president. They want you dead.
And they don't care.
They want you dead. They want your kids dead. They don't care. That's just how it is.
But she did get suspended, though.
She did get suspended, yes. Wunderbar. Surprisingly. All right, a Milwaukee man. We talked about this a little earlier. A Milwaukee man has reportedly been arrested after pulling a gun on a mob of Black Lives Matter protesters who were surrounding his home for several hours. It's unclear who the man is or why the mob was at his house, but he did have a Trump train flag hanging outside. Members of the mob claimed on social media that their actions were justified because he was a, quote, racist, and had a Confederate flag, even though a Confederate flag was not seen anywhere in the videos, but instead there was a Trump flag and an American flag hanging prominently on the front of his home. In the footage of the incident, the mob is clearly seen walking all over the man's property. They went specifically to his house to protest him for being a racist. The homeowner was arrested and the crowd remains outside. They seem to have gone on his property. What the hell is going on in Milwaukee? This was a Twitter archive person that archives riot footage. She was tweeting along with this. After the mob was outside his home for more than 2 hours, police arrived. As they entered the man's property, the rioters cheered for the police and called for the man's arrest, yelling about how he had a weapon. When the man was taken outside, seemingly in cuffs, the crowd went wild. The leftists were threatening the man, saying that he was going to have big problems if he dared step outside of his home. As they threatened him, shined lights into his home, and trounced all over his property, he pointed a shotgun out the window. The person who called for the protest live-streamed the mob outside the man's home for several hours. All media questions about if any of the trespassers and members of the mob that threatened the person inside, if they were charged, have been ignored by the Milwaukee police.
Let me tell you something. I'd be going to jail.
Yep.
They'd be taking me out. I'd be in handcuffs or in a body bag. That's where a lot of people are right now.
Yep. Yep, because if you don't stop it now, then we get Australia, which leads to the next story here. A draconian new corona law could give Australian authorities the power to arrest coronavirus, quote, conspiracy theorists if it's thought they may commit a crime in the future.
Wow, that's some thought crime right there, boys.
That is thought crime, yep. The bill, which is being debated right now, would give local authorities the power to detain people who refuse to self-isolate, as well as conspiracy theorists and anyone deemed to be at risk of spreading it negligently. Government spokesperson said the measures could be applied to conspiracy theorists who refuse to self-isolate or severely drug-affected or mentally impaired people. Those detained would be held at secret quarantine facilities. Police already have the power to enter people's homes without a warrant, also take children. Earlier this month, a pregnant woman was arrested in front of her children for posting about an anti-lockdown protest. Numerous people have been violently arrested for not wearing a face mask on the street, while journalists have also been arrested for merely covering anti-lockdown protests. Street markets have also been raided and shut down by riot police. Now the police would merely have to suspect that you could commit a crime sometime in the future to arrest you.
Well, that's not vague. There's a possibility of you doing it. So we're gonna throw you in jail.
Oh, you don't believe the actual government thing? Well, you're a conspiracy theorist. Come with us. You're arrested. What the fuck?
That's fucked up.
That's what they want for here. I'm just telling you.
Australia.
Yeah.
Damn.
In response to criticism that the Clinton News Network is continuously praising mass gatherings when they are Black Lives Murder organized, but condemning Trump rallies for breaking COVID restrictions, the network seriously attempted to argue that the Trump rallies are scientifically more likely to spread the virus than a Black Lives Murder gathering. On Wednesday, Trump campaign communications director Tim Murtaugh, tool for the shit, called out CNN's hypocrisy on the matter, noting that, quote, if people could protest in the street by the tens of thousands, if people can riot, if people can gamble in casinos, then certainly they can gather peacefully under the First Amendment to hear from the President of the United States. CNN was obviously butthurt by this, and their newsroom drafted in medical analyst Lena Nguyen. Now, who's Lena Nguyen, you ask? She's a former president of Planned Parenthood.
Oh, she kills kids.
To explain why science means COVID doesn't affect Black Lives protests as much as Trump rallies. She said, it does not care why it is that people are gathering, but it does care about the conditions under which they are gathering. Outdoors is much safer than indoors. Wearing a mask, obviously, much safer than not. I would also, in this case, would distinguish between the behavior of the participants while at protests versus rallies, arguing that protesters are more aware of the risks than Trump supporters. Apparently, if you burn down buildings and riot and loot, Corona misses you. Is what I gather. I got a couple places I'd like to peacefully protest.
Sold. Let's go.
Gonna go to Atlanta, 1 CNN Center, I believe, is the address.
Is that the address?
I think that's it. We're just going to peacefully protest, and we're going to make sure the corona doesn't get us, because, you know, fire. Mm. Yeah. Good old CNN, right there with the facts. Duh. A journalist in Sweden was charged with a hate crime and faces 2 years in prison for publishing an article that questioned whether Muslim-owned pharmacies would fairly distribute drugs if supplies became limited. Ingrid Carlqvist and Maria Kalander, sorry, I can't
Damn,
do
dude,
the
those
names.
Are your people.
I know. Face a court appearance in November over an article they didn't write but published on their website. About a year ago, a woman contributed an article to the site questioning what would happen if there was a shortage of drugs, considering the disproportionate number of Muslim pharmacies in Sweden. The question was based on her knowledge of Sharia law, which teaches Muslims to prioritize Muslims. In the case of a drug shortage, would drugs be given to Muslims before others? That was the gist of the article. 6 months after they published it, police contacted the two women, said they're being charged with a hate crime because the article constituted an incitement to ethnic groups, which are a protected class under Swedish law.
Yeah, well, you can't piss them off. They'll blow shit up, man.
Yep. It's a highly explosive situation there.
Damn.
Now we go to Washington, D.C. Video clip out of D.C. shows a Black Lives activist, Charity Sade, accusing a CVS employee of putting black people at risk of being killed because she called the police on two of them that shoplifted. "May I ask why you called the police on those two men?" she asks as she videotapes the whole thing. The employee, who is a store manager, explains that CVS policy dictates the shoplifters leave the store with merchandise, police get involved. "I did not actually elect to press charges. I just said I want them to know they can't come in here anymore because they shoplifted." The woman then claims that the employee was putting the lives of the shoplifters in danger by calling the police in response to an act of criminal behavior, telling him they could have lost their lives. He responded, "I don't work for you. I follow my company's policies, not your policies."
Good for him.
Yeah, she then accuses him of being prepared to risk someone's life for a $30,000 a year job. "There was no risk, in my opinion. Thank you. Have a great night."
Wow. So she shamed him with money.
Yeah. The activist then demands to get the store manager's name so she can try to whip up social media mob against him and probably dox him. "I'm not going to tell you my name when you're sitting there videotaping so you can try to elicit some sort of violence against me. It's not going to happen. You just elicited violence against two black men by calling the police on them," she complained. "No, they committed a crime."
Who's this fucking cunt?
Some Black Lives Murder Charity Sade.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, maybe if they didn't, I don't know, commit fucking crime.
Yeah, it's funny how, you know. It's funny how there's always
shot at the cops and the fucking cops shot back, huh? That's
burned down the city. Cops shouldn't have done it. Yeah, exactly.
We did. They didn't do nothing. They good boys.
Boy. Yeah.
They were on their way to church.
Yeah. Speaking of a good boy here, a California man has been arrested after attacking a group of Trump supporters and striking, Jesus Christ, hitting an 84-year-old woman in the face. Punched her in the face. This was in Aceo Viejo, California. Orange County sheriffs say the retired police officer stepped in, was a member of the group, pulled his gun and apprehended the man, who was allegedly armed with a knife at one point, screaming profanities at the group as he tried to flee. Alvin Shaw is in police custody facing charges of elder abuse, assault with a deadly weapon, and assault and battery. 84-year-old woman. It doesn't matter how old, it doesn't matter how young. They want you dead if you don't agree with every little thing they say.
Boy, somebody be getting a face full of 410.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Vince, I thought this was quite interesting. Apparently the White House, or somebody in the White House, not necessarily the president, offered Julian Assange a deal for a pardon if he were to disclose his source of the DNC emails released before the 2016 election. Assange did not share who provided the DNC emails that he leaked before the election, but did, under oath, in court, unequivocally claim it was not a state actor. Now, what state actor means is it was the government of a foreign country, i.e. Russia. It was not them. He testified under oath it was not Russia. This entire lie that Russia hacked the DNC and provided the emails to Assange and WikiLeaks. This
was Seth Rich.
I know. This was the whole drive behind the Trump-Russia collusion story, the Mueller investigation, impeachment. It was all a lie. Here it is under court. The guy that had the emails actually sent to him personally. No, Russia didn't do it. There you go, kids. So all that nonsense, that all that investigation, all that money wasted, all the bullshit was a lie. Yeah.
I don't know what to say. Everyone knew it.
Yeah, everyone knew it was Seth Rich. That's why he got mysteriously robbed in D.C., shot twice in the back, and his wallet and all of his money and everything was left. You know, it was a robbery. All right, next thing here, just so you think that Dr. Fauci, the fraud here, is nonpartisan, right down the middle. The science is what matters, right? Yeah, he's going to be speaking at a virtual festival this year. Guess who else they gave a list of speakers of this event? It will be Dr. Fraudy, Stacey Abrams, the former Clinton aide and Georgia Democrat governor candidate, Black Lives Matter founder Alicia Garza, and TV host Samantha Bee. Nonpartisan, oh, sure. Right down the middle. Right, Dr. Fraudy? Just saying, you know, that's... You know.
No, I don't know.
Yeah. All right. Last story of the week. Dumb criminal of the week. A foolhardy motorist in Detroit is in hot water with the law after he channeled his inner Duke boy and jumped over a drawbridge in his car.
Fucking A.
According to a local media report, the incident occurred on Wednesday evening when the unnamed man was cruising along a bridge that spans the Rogue River. At the moment he arrived, the bridge had begun rising up, which under normal circumstances would, you know, don't do it, stop. The driver, however, said, fuck it, and floored it. drawbridge operator looked at the scene and said, no, he ain't. His disbelief quickly gave away to the realization that, oh, yeah, he is. The worker hit the emergency stop button, but it was too late. Over he went. Made it, blew out all four of his tires, then crashed into another gate. While successfully completing the jump, may be a cause for celebration. In this instance, it led him to being arrested since his car was damaged. He couldn't get away, but...
Those Duke boys.
Them damn Duke boys. Everybody that's ever seen something like that has had the thought... Could I make it or not?
Hell yeah. Just do it. Just try it once.
Just hit the horn, whistle Dixie, and there you go. And just pray you don't meet Waylon in the afterlife. You know what I mean? Oh, shit. But, all right. Vince, you have any final thoughts?
Keep your stick on the ice. If the women don't find you handsome, at least they'll find you handy.
If you can't take the high road, take the high ground. Please. Be careful and protect yourselves. That's pretty much all that we can say, because it seems like it's the same stuff every week that, hey, they're going to come kill you. They want you dead. They want your kids dead. They'll hit them with eggs. They'll beat up your kids. They'll beat up your grandma. if you disagree with a single thing, you don't think kid fuckers are okay, well, they're a protected group now for the left, and, well, then you're a fascist, or you're racist, or, you know. Yeah.
Feels good, doesn't it?
I'm telling you guys, it's the election ain't gonna do shit, because it's gonna end up being a court case. All these magical mail-in ballots just all of a sudden appeared. And
yeah, we found them in a warehouse. We don't know where they came from. They were just there.
Yeah. Weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's ain't going to be good, folks. So always protect yourself. And all right. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Hopefully, if something don't happen, we will be back next week.
Bye.
Bye.